Paper specialist producer Sappi released its second quarter results today. For the 3 months ended March 2021, they reported overall sales revenue down 2% at $1.3 billion, with earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization down 15% at $112 million. The company also reported that their earnings per share excluding special items for the quarter was at a loss of 1 cent, down from earnings per share of 4 cents in the first quarter. That being the quarter of October through to December 2020. Well, to take us behind the numbers, I'm joined on the line by Steve Binney. He's the CEO at Sappi. Thanks very much, Steve, for joining us. Now, the numbers seem to suggest that you continue to face a fairly tricky operational environment. But given your geographical range, I guess you have different narratives for your different markets.
Yeah, that's right. We operate predominantly out of South Africa, Europe and North America. And what is interesting that our North American and Europe, South African businesses have made a substantial recovery from the lows of COVID. Unfortunately, Europe has lagged. And as you know, there's been a big second wave of COVID in Europe and renewed lockdowns. And that's meant that, unfortunately, Europe has been a lot slower in the recovery for us.
Yeah. So you sell a number of different products. Which ones have remained quite resilient in terms of demand during the COVID period?
Well, first and foremost, our packaging business, and specifically packaging products, as you would imagine, that are in the food sector and the health sector have been very strong. However, those in the more kind of luxury-related goods, you know, for example, perfumes and alcohol-related kind of products, those were impacted negatively because of COVID.
Yeah, you indicate that you've experienced logistical nightmares with scarce shipping vessels as well as containers. Presumably that resulted in higher freight rates.
Yeah, we've seen that coming through, and it's across the world. It's not unique to South Africa, and it's in many different industries. Unfortunately, it was very difficult to get space on shipping, and it was difficult to get containers as well. It has increased our costs, but it's across all the regions, but equally it's caused delays in our delivery of our product to customers. So it's been a major headache. We're starting to see a little bit of improvement, but it's still with us, unfortunately.
Yeah. So broadly speaking, what did your cost curve look like in the period? And I do see that in South Africa, the strong rand dollar exchange proved problematic for you guys.
Yeah, we've started to see costs going up a little bit. Our main cost for our paper business is pulp. And pulp prices and chemicals, like a lot of commodities, have started rising. So that's pushed up our costs a little bit, albeit they are coming off of a low. Perhaps the bigger challenge for us in the short term has actually been the stronger rand, because we're an export business. We export out of South Africa. So when the rand strengthens, it pushes up our relative costs. Fortunately, the selling prices of our products have, as we've recovered from COVID, have jumped significantly, and those will more than offset the higher costs associated with the stronger rand.
Right. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I see that your net debt rose by 10% to just over $2 billion. Is that a manageable number in the scheme of things?
I think so. We obviously were impacted by COVID, and that reduced our profitability and pushed up our debt levels. However, as the business continues to recover and you know, we've progressively improved from the terrible lows of about a year ago, you know, in the June quarter last year, each quarter's got progressively better. So I would expect that our debt levels will, as our profits continue to improve, our debt levels will come down quite significantly in the year ahead.
Yeah. In terms of your CapEx, you're talking about spending $400 million. Where's the bulk of that investment going to be going?
The biggest investment we're making actually is done at our Cycle Mill just south of Durban. It's a big project. It's a wonderful project for South Africa, and we're boosting our capacity there by an extra 110,000 tons, which will service export markets. It's a very exciting project for us. Unfortunately, once again, COVID caused some delays because, you know, it was difficult to get parts and people on site. But ultimately, we expect to finish the project in the September quarter of this year.
Sounds like a big number. Have you managed to create a few jobs there?
We have done both short term and on the project itself. including local labor, but also longer term, it doesn't mean we're going to be employing more people at the mill.
Yeah. Do you feel that going forward, your COVID direct costs are going to be coming down somewhat? Or to what extent are you concerned that we may actually face a third wave?
I think in terms of the third wave, specifically on South Africa, it could cause some disruptions at the mill, but we're fortunate because most of our product does get exported, and we've seen a significant rebound in Asia and in the US. And look, Europe's lagging a little bit, but ultimately, when all those economies do continue to improve as vaccines take hold, we're pretty confident that we can continue the recovery.
Yeah, just in terms of your revenue mix, when you look at the geographical places that you're dispersed across, just give us a sense of, you know, how much you get in terms of revenue from North America, Europe, South Africa, and so on.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is if you look at the SAPI group, about 50% of our assets and sales are in Europe, and 25% of our assets and sales are in the US. Mm. So it actually only means that 25% of sales are out of South Africa. But what's interesting, even that 25% of South Africa, out of South Africa, most of that gets exported as well, probably 80%. Hmm. So actually, we're a truly global business that exports out of the country. So that's why we are feeling pretty good about the recovery.
Yes. So to that point, many economic pundits are predicting a much improved global growth story. What's your outlook for the business for the balance of the year?
We're certainly much more positive. We're a little bit negative about Europe at the moment because, as you know, they're still in lockdowns, and they've been slow on vaccines. Hmm. But we think that's just a timing delay, and ultimately we'll start to get the benefits even in Europe as we go out 6 months or beyond.
That was Steve Binney. He's the CEO at SAPI.